This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, April 3rd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Corn growers push fertilizer firms on tariffs. E-commerce flows and High Plains drought worsens. The National Corn Growers Association CEO Neil Caskey calling on Mosaic and Simplot to explain their decision to support preserving tariffs on Moroccan and Russian phosphate fertilizer in what Caskey called a show of, quote, complete disrespect to the American corn farmer. Both companies said in filings this week they support keeping the countervailing duties and even called on Commerce to raise them. The duties are up for their five-year review. Nutrien has already said it supports ending those duties. I would invite Mosaic and Simplot to make their case directly to our corn board. Our guys, our farmers, would love to hear the wisdom behind their decision to ask for higher duties, Caskey's told AgriPulse last night. Dozens of ag groups had written to both companies' leadership to ask them to drop their support for the tariffs, but Caskey said they never received any replies. They are both highly profitable companies that are doing extremely well. That's even more true right now because of the disruption from the war in Iran, and their farm customers are in exactly the opposite position. They are fighting to stay in business with every day that passes, Caskey added. They know no shame. Officials returned home from the recent World Trade Organization ministerial without a deal to extend the moratorium on e-commerce, which expired several days ago. But a group of like-minded partners is pledging to keep duties off for now. In a joint statement, 23 countries, including the U.S., the United Kingdom, Japan, and South Korea, said they would temporarily avoid imposing duties on electronic transmissions like software and data flows. The pact will last until at least the next General Council meeting, the statement says, when officials are expected to resume negotiations. More than 100 WTO members had agreed to extend the moratorium to 2030 at the ministerial earlier this week, but Brazil and Turkey blocked the move. Precision agriculture and other ag tech industries rely on cross-border data and software flows. Any tariffs that hit these products could increase cost to producers and inhibit adoption of new technologies and practices. The Foreign Agriculture Service is disbursing more than $8 million in funding through three prominent export programs. Nine recipients will share $3.5 million through the Technical Assistance for Specialty Crop Program. The Emerging Markets Program will get $3.8 million for 16 recipients, and eight recipients will get $1.1 million through the Quality Samples Program. FAS said it expects to deliver another two tranches of funding for the program later in fiscal 2026. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
America's dairy farmers are committed to feeding the nation, but their ability to do so depends on sound, science-based policies. That's why they rely on Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the number two milk cooperative in the country and a leading voice for progressive, farmer-driven leadership in Washington, D.C. Edge represents dairy farmers and their families across the country, the backbone of rural communities and a vital part of our food security. From environmental regulation and workforce development to trade and sustainability, Edge ensures farmer perspectives are heard and that decisions in D.C. are grounded on facts, not politics. Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, advancing policies that strengthen America's farms, safeguard our environment, and sustain the next generation of dairy leaders.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. A federal judge has approved a settlement that requires meatpacking data from AgriStats to reform its data collection and sharing practices to resolve allegations it conspired with major pork processors to fix prices. As a part of an agreement approved by the U.S. District Judge John Turheim of Minnesota, AgriStats has agreed not to publish any plant-level pricing and production data from its pork reports. It also said it would ensure data within its reports come from at least three entities, with no entity representing more than 70% of the data. The company also promised to remove participant lists from its reports, enhance its data security measures, and subject employees to annual antitrust compliance training. Turheim also signed off on a proposed $4.1 million settlement for pork processor Triumph Foods, making it the sixth processor to settle. The overall recovery for the class of consumer indirect purchasers now totals $212 million. Higher gasoline prices in Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin are in focus of a six-figure blitz pushing to expand availability of corn-based motor fuel. Nonprofit group Rural Voices USA extending a pro-ethanol, quote, Stop the Stall campaign that launched in February and adding the message, quote, Tired of paying $4 gas? Tell Congress E15 must pass. Three Midwestern states targeted by the digital and billboard ads are among the hardest hit with farm bankruptcies amid the worst ag economy in decades, the advocacy group says. Row crop losses and weakening poultry, hog, and dairy markets last year led to a 700% increase in Chapter 12 filings in Wisconsin, 300% in Minnesota, and 220% in Iowa, that according to the American Farm Bureau Federation. Backers of legislation to allow year-round U.S. sales of higher ethanol blends, E15, say the biofuel can lower gasoline costs. Prices at the pump have shot up since the U.S. and Israeli war with Iran began February 28th. The average national gasoline price as of yesterday was $4.08 a gallon, up from less than $3 a month ago. E15 currently selling at an average of 28 cents less per gallon than regular gasoline, according to Rural Voices. Drought and dryness significantly worsened across parts of the High Plains, the West, the South, and the Southeast this week. The National Drought Mitigation Center at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln says, though parched regions like Nebraska and Kansas got much-needed rainfall over the last couple of days, the two farm states have the greatest anomalies in dryness and warmer-than-normal temperatures, according to a U.S. Drought Monitor weekly update yesterday. National Weather Service forecasters are predicting above-normal temperatures for most of the U.S. this spring. The outlook comes as farmers begin spring plantings of corn and soybeans. Winter wheat growers get ready to start harvesting next month. In California, statewide snowpack is 18% of normal, though the state's reservoirs remain at or above historical averages. In the Southwest, the federal government reports critically low levels at Lake Powell and Lake Mead, with the total Colorado River system at 36% capacity, compared to 41% at the same time last year, that according to the center. Wildfires have burned more than 900,000 acres in western Nebraska. Republican Senator Pete Ricketts says flexibility of USDA programs is critical to supporting livestock producers and rebuilding the already 70-year low cattle herd after the disaster. All these acres are going to take 12 to 18 months to recover. We're going to have to find other places to be able to graze cattle, and it's going to slow down the process of expanding the herd, Ricketts told AgriPulse newsmakers. Expanding the nation's cattle herd is one way to achieve one of the Trump administration's priorities, lowering beef prices. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins, who visited the area on March 23rd, said the top priority of ranchers she met is to keep cattle on the land despite the devastation. One solution proposed by row crop producers is setting aside cropland for livestock that need to be relocated while pasture lands recover. We've got to figure out how to make that happen, Rollins said at a roundtable at USDA on Tuesday. How do you do reimbursements? How to be Johnny on the spot and not take months or years, because we don't have that time. Rickett supports the idea, calling for innovation in USDA programs to support row crop producers taking land out of production to pasture cattle. Here's today's final word. It's raining, so it's a great day in Nebraska. That's Senator Ricketts when joining AgriPulse newsmakers. Over 40% of the state is classified as D3 to D4 or extreme drought, and the U.S. Drought Monitor released yesterday. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, April 3rd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Alley.